AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
Machine repeat here, folks. This segment of AgriTalk brought to you by our friends at Dakota Ag Innovations, makers of Dakota Shine, the best way I've seen to fix faded paint. Go to dakotashine.com or call 888-996-7801.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you're with us on this Monday morning. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Davis Michelson is along for the ride as well.
I'm awake. Yeah, what? Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Good morning.
Glad that you are paying attention. That was your test. You get one a week. You get one pop quiz a week, and you just passed it. Congratulations.
Already?
Yes.
Already?
Oh, I'm checking out for the whole rest of the week. I'm out. Sorry,
yeah,
buddy.
I know it.
Should have thought of that.
Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, is our regular Monday morning guest. He joins us right now. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing real fine. Real fine. Everything okay up your way?
Yeah, everything's okay. We got some rain up here in Minnesota. Saturday, I think, quite a bit towards where I grew up, west central part of the state. A little less down here around Rochester, but nice to see the rain.
Yeah. Yeah, we had like 4.5 inches on Saturday night here, and then I think it was close to another inch in about three waves last night.
Wow, that's
so
a lot.
Yeah, it's a whole lot better than the 13 plus that fell in some areas of northwest Illinois. No question about that. That's too much of a good thing. So
feel for those folks.
You bet. All right, man. Let's get into it. Let's get the pick of the week.
Yeah, I tell you again, it's so hard to pick one thing. And I'm trying to be honest when I say this. I think last week, again, might have been one of the hottest weeks I've ever seen, Chip. But given that it's August, we're heading towards harvest season here. I want to start off with combines. So last 6 days, I've seen three John Deere 9560 STS combines that are three of the five highest in the past 5 years. So the pick of the week, we're going to go last Wednesday on a farm auction in Eagle Grove, Iowa, by my good friends at Ryerson Auction Realty. They had a 2005 model, 2053 engine hours on it, sold for $101,000. So you're talking, you know, 17-year-old combine there on the smaller side going for over 100K. And that's the highest I've seen in the last 5 years. Now, the same day, last Wednesday in Warren, Indiana, Sullivan Auctioneers had an online farm auction where they sold a nice 07 model 9560 with 2,635 engine hours. That brought 79K. And then Saturday in Sabetha, Kansas, Younger Auction Company sold a sharp 06 model 9560 with 2,359 engine hours for 89,000. So good used combines with a little age on them are just smoking hot.
You know, we've talked so many times about the hot tractor market, but this feels pretty spicy too on the combine side.
Not pretty spicy. This is like exceedingly strong. And I think what I'm seeing here again is this growing echo of, you know, basically buying as a hedge, good used equipment. You know, we're coming up on harvest season here, and again, because the dealer used inventories are tight, because prices are rising on the new stuff, it's problematic to get the new stuff. You got to fend for yourself, and you got to be ready to roll when you got to roll. And if it rains 4 inches in Denver, Iowa, when my window for harvest is short, I got to crank. So I think, again, you know, parts availability is an issue. So use combines, use planters, everything's on fire right now.
Greg, that comes up. It seems like that comes up in every conversation that I have with a farmer right now when we talk about their concerns. And it comes around to, listen, if something breaks down, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get the part.
Yep.
Do you feel like that's a legitimate concern? Is there proof out there that we've got part shortages?
Well, as it pertains to combines, I mean, I think we're humans, and what we remember was last fall. which was we were wading into it all together. And you know, everyone heard the stories about folks having to drive 300-500 miles for that one widget they needed on the combine, and you can't have that. Thankfully the weather was fairly cooperative last fall, but now we're getting these rains here, and you know, it's just actually, honestly, I'm beginning to see it. Farmers are having to be so proactive on the equipment front to get what they need. I'm starting to see it with the used sprayer market. Looking ahead for next year, people getting aggressive and auction prices are rising. So combine sprayers, and then there's the tractor market, which I think we can pivot to here, Chip. But
yeah, let's get on to it.
Unbelievable prices we're seeing all over the country. So Saturday, that same sale in Sabetha, Kansas, where the 9560 brought $89,000. This was a retirement sale for Mark and Kathy Carpenter. Very nice equipment. They had a 2006 John Deere 7820 mechanical front tractor, 2,629 hours sharp, second owner. But the thing went for $132,000. Now,
ooh,
that's a record by $25,000, Chip. I mean, I've seen a lot of 7820 sold at auction. 107 was the record from May 19th of 12 in Denton, North Carolina.
10 years ago.
That had 1,500 hours on it. This one Saturday brought 132 with 2,600 hours on it. Also on the sale, a Ford 9030 bidirectional, nice rig with a loader, 4,360 hours, went $45,000, third highest auction price ever. And to show you, this is not just tractors and combines. How about this? A drill, a 2008 15-foot John Deere 1590 no-till drill, one owner, brought $40,500. And then the used hay equipment market is hot. So they had an 04 John Deere 567 round baler with just, I think, 9,200 bales on it. That brought $19,000, tied for the fourth highest the past 6 years. So I'm telling you, I don't mean to be a broken record here, folks. I truly don't. I've reported through downtimes when prices were soft, but
that's right.
This is the supply on the dealer lots is tight. And we all know the supply chain on the new side, and the market's just, it's not going higher by the week. It's going higher by the day here lately.
Yeah. 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 With that in mind, take us back to Warren, Indiana.
Yeah. Well, again, so we mentioned that Warren, Indiana last Wednesday, Sullivan Auctioneers had a sale where that they had a 9560 for $79,000. So they, another tractor record was set. They had an 04 John Deere 8120 mechanical front, 2,749 hours. That went for $144,000. Again, record by $6,000. And we got to go back to 2012. An auction I filmed, I was there. I filmed it, Ridgeway, Iowa, March 31st, 2012, was an 04 model with 1,000 hours, brought $138,000. And again, last Wednesday, Warren, Indiana, $144,000, which, by the way, now, if we talk 20 series Deere tractors, which, you know, what, 02 to 05-ish, in the last 3 weeks, we've seen a record on a 7820, an 8120, and an 8420. Back on July 21st, Delta, Iowa, an 8420 went for $182,000, and that was $15,000 over the record. So that's what the market is right now, folks.
It is a...
I've left you speechless, Chip.
Yeah, it's a wow market.
Yeah, it is.
It is absolutely a wow market. I think you might be right. This might be the hottest week you've reported on yet.
Well, it's I can't pick one thing. That's the thing. So I try to blog about it. Now, not everything is obviously. Go to our website, machinerypete.com. It's all free to look at. Not every single piece is. It's got to be good condition. But when it is good, this is the kind of stuff we're seeing. So.
All right. A week ago, there was a news item out that kind of it raised my eyebrows. Tell us about Big Iron and Sullivan.
Yeah, news release went out last Monday. Big Iron, technically you'd say acquired Sullivan Auctioneers, but really, you know, they're just moving forward together. So I did post a podcast, Machinery Pete podcast, where I had Dan Sullivan and Mark Stock, two guys I've known and respected for 30 plus years in the business, on talking about the deal. And, you know, when you posted, I knew it would happen. A lot of people would be like, oh my goodness, you know, this is what it is. You know, there's mergers and, you know, But I'm telling you, when you listen to the guys talk about the deal, they're laser focused on serving sellers, and it's all about reach and, you know, building your capacity to bring in more buyers on the farmland side and on the machinery side. And both companies have been innovative, push the envelope, in particular, well, on the online front. So Big Iron started in 2009. They committed to online only, which if you think about it, is unbelievable. Yeah. And Sullivan Auctioneers, right when the pandemic hit, 2 days later, Dan called me and said, Pete, we're going online only. So you're talking about two vibrant, great companies, great staffs coming together to extend their reach. So, yeah, big deal there. So give the podcast a listen for more details.
Both are innovative companies that are dedicated to giving customers what they need and the service that they need. So
yeah, and the buying experience. I know they're very focused on that. So
yes,
hats off to the guys.
Yep, very good. I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to talk about that threshing machine that sold.
Next week, Chip, I'll fill you in on that one. That was fun.
Save it for next week. All right, Greg, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again next week. That is Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. We're going to talk ethanol. And how about a little Inflation Reduction Act influence on biofuels? Scott Richmond coming up next.